Ravina says, Linyan Malkus Itma. Ravina says, that Rav Rashi explained, that the Ravina said before the name of a Shokish, that Bia B'mikseh, the Shmei Bia, that even putting in your hands, it has a look like you went inside the Azorah, before we thought that you chayef Chorus, the Ravina says, no, it's only Linyan Malkus. That's just Linyan Malkus on there. Can you come out? Like the head, it says the clue you get Malkus. Below Linyan Chorus, but not for the Rock of Chorus. Not that there's a lock of a person's tummy goes inside the Azal, he's kind of close, that's only a bee of the kula. That's only a rogue of his body comes in. But only the mixas, you do not receive chorus. And the Chanan Lulon, he said before, you get Malkus, but not chorus. Why? Because his whole story was, we make a hekish, Rashi says, as bee and a gear for the Azal. So just like by touching, if you touch it, you only over Malkus, it's only a love. You only get Malkus, who I did. That's how we say B is also the Mixas, but only for Malkus, for not for Chorus. That's what the Bina says. And we know Malin the Malkus Isma. Kiyosi Rosen and Rosen came, Omar Abba Huzerman and Abba Huo, Linyan Tomei, Shinoga Bakodish Itna. It was talking about a Locha, if a Tomei touches Kodish. So that's just like this. Loyalis Reshlokish Malkus, Nirukro. The Shlokas did not even learn out that Mechayiv Malkus. Elo L'tomei Shenoga Bakredish. Lo Yarev B'diyas Mitzvah Klau. The Shlokas is not talking about coming inside the Beis Hamikdash. He's only talking about if the Tomei touches Kachim. The Yitma, because we learned like this. Tomei Shenoga Bakredish. The person that's Tomei, that touches Kachim. The Shlokas Shema Leker. Shlokas says, yes, he gets Malkus. The person just touches the Kutchin, there alone he gets Malkus. Reb Yechon Amar Zal, no, ain't a work, he doesn't get Malkus. What's the Machlokas? The Shlokas Shema Leker. Shlokas says, yes, he gets Malkus for this. Why the prophet says, Bachol Kodesh Leitiga. So the Pharisee allows that if you're Tomei, you're not allowed to touch Kutchin. If you touch Kutchin, you're over the Slav. The Slav shakes the Meister, you get Malkus. That the Slav of Bechol Kodesh Lefiga. Reb Yechon, Reb Yechon says, no, Emelech, you do not get Malkus. How he, that prophet, I tell you, the Truma Tziv. That prophet is talking about Truma. Not talking about Kutchim, it's talking about Truma. The Rashi says, the Mukha says to the Kura, Ad Meleishim Eitayro, Shiyar Shimsha, Shifuna Siyar Malach, the else was Shrina Leidosai. So the Kitz is talking about Truma, it's not talking about, Kutchim. As the Gemara in Yevamos Asher, that Rashi says that Gai Krob Yevamos Varol, the Chibon of the Trumetziv, Le'yafinu Malkus HaKadosh. You have no leeway to say that by Kutchim you get Malkus. Rashi says you can't make a Kal V'Chaymo, you're a Nasir Min Adin. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the apostle only gives the love if you touch Truma. That the person's Tomei touches Truma, then he gets Malkus. But if you touch Kutchim, according to Rashi Yochanan, you don't get Malkus. So the kids are asking Machlokes with Yechlon and Rosh Lokesh. Now the Gemara is the Kasher. The Rosh Lokesh, High Kroll, Ochu, the Yos, is it true that this prospect of Bechol Kodesh Leitziga comes to teach us that there's a love if you touch Kutchim, or Miboy Le Azoro, Le Oicha Bosa Kodesh. The Chu, you need this prospect to say there's a love in Azoro if you eat the Kutchim when you're coming. The Yitma, of course, we learn like this to Gemara in Malkus. Azor will liyecho bosa kodesh minayim. Where's the Azor to say that a person is Tomei? He's not allowed to eat kutchim. The Slakish says, from this prophet, Bechol Kodesh loisiga. This is the law. Bechol Kodesh loisiga is the law. If you're Tomei, not eat kutchim. So even though it says lashon of Nigiyah, but Ibashim, it also means eating, you're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yechon Amar, that Tony Bradlo, Rabbi Yechon Amar Bradlo says, how do I know there's a law for a person not to touch kutchim when he's tummy, ask your timosoi, timosoi, medias mikdash. Then it says the word timosoi, medias mikdash, it says it over here. Mal halen honest reason, let's say over there, if you're tummy and you come to the base of mikdash, there's a law not to come in, and there's a punishment if you do it. Is that can also here? If a person is tummy, he's kutchim, honest reason, there's an azoyo, and there's a punishment. But he says, ksiv the chorus bechol kodesh, to Masaguf, to Masalov. Prophet says, Yechayiv Chorus, if you're Tomei and you eat Kutchim. Well, Ksivir also says, by going into the Beis Hamikdash when you're Tomei, that you're chai first. But just like by coming into the base meeting to the parish alav, who are doing with an up near the azor, there's a lav also, not keep the kotchim when you come in. There's always this two kolim. You have to have an azor, a lav in the parish not to do something, and then you have an amish, a punishment. But we have to find the azor. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says, I find out the azor from a hekish, to mosley, to mosley. Afkan on the shizer. Now the Gemara says, Tomei shenoga b'kodesh. So who is the kashim v'shlokish again? How does the shlokish know to say that a person that Tomei touches kachim, he gets malchus from the portico b'chol kodesh nesiga? Here the shlokish uses that portico teaches that if you eat the boss of kachim, he gets malchus. So how do we know to put this love by Megiyah? So my answer is, Tomei shenoga b'kodesh. How do I know this? Since the Pasuk says in the Lashon of Megiyah, it means Megiyah also. So really it's like the Shlokah says by us, if the Tomei touches Kodesh and it's possible for Kodesh, like Siga, it's the Lashon of Megiyah, you get Malchus. How do we know the Azorah that you're not allowed to eat the meat when you're Tomei? Azorah Yochel, how do we know that? Megiyah Kodesh Limitash. Rashi Azorah Yochel. If a crow medius mediuskas kodesh lemikdash, thy crow fish darshinon ma bius migdash, the other says for chorus, if by going into the base of midrash when you come, if someone has chorus, afazora kodesh, the other says for chorus, by no achilo, at the bottom of kodesh lexiga is talking about something dame to walk into the base of midrash. Just like if you tell me when you walk into the base of midrash, because if you have chorus, the rest of the kodesh lexiga. Even though it says Lashon Lesiga, but it has to be talking about Achilah also, because it's talking about Sundays Mechayev Koras on. That's the way the Gemara in Makos Dashens. So really, the Shlokas learns out both things from here. He learns out the Azara for a person that's Tomei not eat Kachin. And if he eats Kachin, Taka the Pasuk says it's Mechayev Koras. But since the Pasuk says of Lashon Lesiga, I also learn out that there's only a love, and you only get Malkus if you just touch the Kachin. Now you might say, Tanya Kabosh is going to start to bring a proof to Resh Lakish. That the Prophet says, B'chol Kodesh Le'siga Azorah Le'yechel. It's an Azorah, this is the love, not eat Kodesh in your tummy. So Moshe says, I'll tell him, you're telling me Azorah Le'yechel, it's an Azorah not eat it. Or Yehme, maybe not that way in Le'yechel. Maybe it's a love not to touch the Kodesh in your tummy. So Moshe says, Talmulem, the Prophet says, B'chol Kodesh Le'siga Le'mikdash Le'sovoy. The what? Makish Kodesh Le'mikdash. I make Ekish here. Ma mitish, just like going into the base of mitish. Dovish yeis from his nefesh shama. We're talking about.